In a way, North Atlantic right whales are swimming against time to avoid extinction. After more than a century of being hunted for oil, the remaining whales now face injuries caused by fishing lines and boat strikes. Scientists trying to help them survive face a major hurdle. They can't predict where the whales will travel quickly enough to ensure their safety. WBUR's Paula Mora tells us more about one effort to figure that out.
That's from a video taken by a right whale researcher in Cape Cod Bay. He had a special permit to get really close in a small inflatable boat. A right whale calf spouts right next to them. Hunting North Atlantic right whales has been banned since 1935, but the population has not fully recovered. And in 2010, the numbers began declining. Researchers estimate there are only 340 right whales left and 70 breeding females. Right whales are hard to track with current technology, and researchers say tracking them and understanding their habits is critical to figuring out how to protect them.
There's been a lot of things that have been looked at to try to predict right whale movements and aggregations.
That's Dave Wiley with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Here in Cape Cod Bay, there's a unique opportunity to study their feeding habits. The right whales come in large numbers at predictable times, and they come relatively close to the shore.
So right whales are looking for places with a lot of food.
So to track the whales, he and other scientists are following the food. Right whales eat copepods, a tiny zooplankton. And those zooplankton eat plant matter that releases a gas called dimethyl sulfide, or DMS.
The take-home message here is that lots of copepods create lots of dimethyl sulfide, which makes it a very attractive place for right whales to go and eat.
Wiley and other researchers want to know the levels of DMS where the whales gather. So they sample water around the whales while they are feeding to map DMS concentrations. Wiley is working with Dan Zitterbart from the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution.
If we can with confidence say more DMS equals more whale and that starts at a certain DMS threshold, we can use this to protect right whales with management decisions.
Then the idea is to compare these measurements to satellite imagery. Ultimately, they want to be able to use those images to identify levels of DMS known to be favorable to whales. He predicts the research can be finished in 2 or 3 years. Wiley from NOAA says that with the data, they could manage human activity.
So that can be slowing boats down. That can be routing them around those areas. That can be removing fishing gear from those areas.
Scientists hope this work will help them predict where right whales will go, but it might be more complicated than that. Charles Mayo with the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown has sampled right whale food for 40 years. He says researchers still need to find out if whales rely mainly on DMS to find food. And even if they do, scientists don't know which high DMS area the whales will choose.
There may not be concentrations of whales, even if it all works, because they may be 100 miles over there in an even better spot.
He says the ocean is a complex environment, and the whales are responding to multiple factors to search for food.
We're a ways away from being able to coalesce all that, but it's the kind of work that has to be done because we need to know where the whales are.
To know where they are is even more important due to climate change. Their food source is migrating and the whales are moving too. Right whales are well protected in Massachusetts, but it's a challenge to expand regulations all over the North Atlantic Ocean without knowing more about their movements. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Paula Moda.